This is Brett Neely in Germany's capital, Berlin, at a theater in the heart of what used to be communist East Berlin. It was Obama mania all night. The sold-out event was sponsored by Democrats Abroad. Many who came were young Germans who couldn't vote. But Stefan Perala and his friends got a sense of what many American voters went through on Tuesday.
We're standing for more than 2 hours in the outside, and then we got the tickets to join in here.
Perala says he finds Obama refreshing compared to his country's politicians, like the German chancellor.
Well, look at his picture. I mean, well, Angela Merkel would never smile like this. Never.
Around 4 a.m., while the band tries to keep everyone awake, the screen flashes news of Obama's victory in Ohio. Some of the Germans shout, "It's finally over," by which they mean the Bush administration. It's been a rough 8 years for the U.S.-German relationship. Most everyone here says that Obama means a new beginning. Whether that's realistic or not is another matter. Matthias Bergmann thinks his fellow Germans need to be more realistic about the priorities of America's next president.
They don't really realize that Obama is going to be an American president and not the next social democrat politician of the year.
Around 5 in the morning, it's clear McCain can't win. And although the theater is offering an all-you-can-eat American brunch, most people stand and groggily make their way home. For NPR News, I'm Brett Neely in Berlin.